This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Wednesday is the 10th day of deadly violence between Israel and armed Palestinian groups in Gaza. The number of people killed in Gaza by Israeli strikes since May 10th has risen to 232, the enclave's health ministry said Thursday, as it confirmed five new deaths. According to the Hamas-run ministry's updated tally, the toll includes 65 children and 1,900 wounded. 12 people have been killed in Israel from Palestinian rocket fire, according to Israeli authorities. Unacceptable. That's how UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the continued crossfire between Israeli forces and militant groups, including Hamas. He told the UN General Assembly Thursday, quote, "The fighting must stop immediately," end quote. Guterres said he shocked by continuing air and artillery bombardment by the Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza, salvos that have killed more than 200 Palestinians, including 60 children. He added indiscriminate firing of rockets by, quote, Hamas and other militant groups, end quote, towards population centers in Israel, which have left 12 dead, including two children, was also unacceptable. "If there is a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza," end quote, he said. The General Assembly meeting was requested by Niger and Algeria, respectively, the current chairs of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Arab Group at the United Nations. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Benjamin Netanyahu to halt military strikes against Hamas in Gaza are plunging the two leaders into difficult early test of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years. This is VOA News. The European Parliament has urged the EU to back a push for a temporary waiver of coronavirus vaccine patents in the face of skepticism from Brussels and key member states. Lawmakers voting late Wednesday narrowly approved an amendment calling on the bloc, quote, to support the Indian and South African World Trade Organization initiative for a temporary waiver on intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines, equipment and treatments, and urges pharmaceutical companies to share their knowledge and data, end quote. COVID-19 vaccines currently being deployed in the fight against the pandemic in Europe appear able to protect against all variants that are circulating and causing concern, the World Health Organization's regional director said Thursday. He told a media briefing, health authorities should remain vigilant on the rising number of cases in the region of COVID-19 caused by a variant that emerged in India, but stressed that vaccination and infection control measures would help prevent its spread. Pfizer-BioNTech announced a deal Thursday to deliver an additional 60 million doses of its vaccine to Turkey that would revive the tourism-dependent country's stalled inoculation drive. Turkey's health minister said he hoped the new shipments could help the nation of 84 million to reach collective immunity by August. Spain accused Morocco of blackmail Thursday for allowing a record 8,000 migrants to reach the Spanish North African enclave of Ceuta, sparking a crisis that saw clashes on the Moroccan side of the border overnight. Spanish authorities were caught by surprise Monday when large numbers of mostly young people began swimming or using small inflatable boats to cross the frontier as the Moroccan border forces looked the other way, quickly leaving the tiny territory overwhelmed. However, calm had seemingly returned to Ceuta Thursday after Madrid moved quickly to deploy reinforcements and send most of the migrants back to Morocco. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Thursday he was concerned about the deployment of foreign troops in Norway near the Russian border. NATO member Norway, which shares a border with Russia, last month allowed the United States to build facilities at three Norwegian airfields and one naval base. The BBC made a, quote, full and unconditional apology, end quote, after an independent report found journalist Martin Bashir used, quote, deception, end quote, to secure an explosive 1995 interview with Princess Diana. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.